City Council, regular meeting, July 25th, 2019. The regular City Council meeting of July 25th, 2019 will now come to order. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Ms. Arboleda, here. Mr. Bishop. Mr. Davidson.
Here.
Mr. Haynes.
Here.
Mr. Walker.
Here.
Mr. Whedon.
Here.
You have a quorum.
Thank you. Please stand for the invocation that will be given by Corps Sergeant Major David Blackner and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Good evening, shall we pray? Dear Father, we're so thankful for your love and your mercy and your grace. We thank you for this nice weather we've been having. Lord, I pray that you bless this meeting tonight. Thank you for the dedication of our mayor and our council members and our staff. We thank you, Lord, to help us and have understanding in the issues and wisdom and issues they face. Again, we ask you, Lord, to bless this meeting in your name. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, David. We have before us the minutes of June 13, 2019 regular meeting. Are there any additions or corrections? Mr. Whedon?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Move to approve the minutes of the June 13th, 2019 regular council meeting.
Second.
Will the clerk please call the roll?
Ms. Arboleda?
Yes.
Mr. Bishop? I'm sorry. Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Mr. Haynes?
Yes.
Mr. Walker?
Yes.
Mr. Whedon?
Yes.
Motion passes, Your Honor.
Thank you. The first item under persons to be heard is for public comment. Comments are limited to 3 minutes. If you'd like to address the council at this time, please come forward, sign in, you can push the little button so it comes on for the mic, and state your name, and you may also call in at 486-3231. Anyone wanting to address the council at this time?
Hello, Madam Mayor, council members, and our city manager. I am Alicia Drabeck, both a Kodiak resident and executive vice president for Fognak Native Corporation. I wanted to come to your meeting today as I understand the lease for Fognak Native Corporation's use of land in front of the building that we occupy on your island is on your agenda. I wanted to just express appreciation and thanks to the city for cooperating and being a great partner with us. Our operation of our facility by being able to have leased that land for the last 5 years. We're looking forward to a renewal of that lease. I had submitted a letter earlier this month, which also expressed interest in purchase of the property. After speaking further with your city manager, learning more about the process that that would entail, it makes sense to go forward with a 5-year lease and perhaps explore in future ways of conserving the property. We have no intention to build or develop it. We just like to maintain it as a green space in front of the building that we have many public events held at, and want to maintain the look and feel of that space. So we just wanted to share those thoughts to you, and of course be available for any questions. Thank you again for the long partnership that we've had with the city and past hosted events there.
Thank you, Alicia.
Thank you.
Anyone else wanting to address the council this evening under public comment? If you do, please come forward, state your name, sign in, or you may call in at 486-3231. Anyone else wanting to address the council at this time? No? Okay, on that note, we will go to our next item, which is a public hearing for the retail marijuana store application number 21069 for Wildflower. Could we have a staff report, please?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. The city received notice from the state of Alaska on June 27th of this year of a new application from Wildflower for a retail marijuana store license at 158 Alamac Drive. As part of the license application review process established by Ordinance Number 1378, this hearing allows the public to comment before the council considers the application later on the agenda.
Thank you. So on that note, I will close the regular meeting and open the public hearing for the retail marijuana store application number 21069 for Wildflower. Comments are limited to this particular subject and 3 minutes. If anyone wishes to comment on this item, please come forward, state your name. You may also call in at 486-3231. Anyone wanting to testify on this resolution?
Hi everybody, my name is Janice Stevens, and I'm one of the owners that is listed on the application for Wildflower, and we look forward to looking through this process and opening this business and working with the city.
Thank you, Janice. Mm-hmm. Anyone else wanting to make public comment on this resolution? No? Okay, on that note, there being no further testimony, I will close the public hearing and reopen the regular meeting. And the last item under persons to be heard is a public hearing on resolution number 2019-13, amending section 14, utilities, sewer, of the schedule of fees, charges, and tariffs, and authorizing implementation of a 5-year rate structure. Could we have the staff report, please?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. So the city sets its fees and charges for various services by resolution of the council. In 2014, the city contracted with Jacobs to complete a review and to recommend an updated rate structure for the sewer system. The purpose of the update was to determine revenue requirements related to sewer system operation and maintenance and capital improvement needs for the next 10 years. The study shows existing sewer fees are not sufficient to fund operation, maintenance, and capital improvements for the sewer system into the future. The proposed rate increase would be 5% in this fiscal year. This resolution would be effective August 1st, 2019.
Okay, thank you, Mike. On that note, I will close the regular meeting and open the public hearing on resolution number 2019-13. Comments are limited to this topic and for 3 minutes. If you'd like to comment at this time, please come forward, sign in, and state your name, and you may also call in at 486-3231. Anyone wanting to comment on resolution number 2019-13? Okay, there being no testimony, I will close the public hearing and reopen the regular meeting, and we will go right into unfinished business. And the first item under unfinished business is the second reading and public hearing of ordinance number 1387, replacing the existing Addendum B sexual harassment and anti-harassment policy and the city personnel rules and regulations with a new Addendum B, non-discrimination, anti-harassment, and equal employment policy. Could we have a staff report, please?
Thank you again, Madam Mayor. So the City of Kodiak entered into a settlement agreement with the Alaska State Commission for Human Rights as a result of Michael Chiesa versus the City of Kodiak, Kodiak Police Department. Per settlement agreement J15068 and J16291. The city, as required in the agreement, needs to comply with remedial provisions to include adopting a revised non-discrimination, anti-harassment, and equal employment policy by ordinance and provide training to a select group identified in the agreement. The existing policy in the personnel rules and regulations, Addendum B, will be replaced with a new non-discrimination, anti-harassment, and equal employment policy. The effective date of the change will be August 31st, 2019, and all city employees will receive and sign acknowledging receipt of the addendum.
Okay, thank you, Michael. It's the council's pleasure. Mr. Davidson?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Move to adopt ordinance number 1387.
Second.
Okay, on that note, I will close the regular meeting and open the public hearing on ordinance number 1387. Comments are limited to this ordinance. If you would like to comment on this ordinance in particular, please come forward, state your name, and sign in. And you may also call in at 486-3231. Anyone wanting to comment on ordinance number 1387? All right, there being no testimony, I will close the public hearing and open the regular meeting. Is there any council discussion? Okay, will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Mr. Haynes?
Yes.
Mr. Walker?
Yes.
Mr. Whedon?
Yes.
Ms. Arboleda?
Yes.
Motion passes, Your Honor.
Thank you. We'll go into new business. And the first item under new business is the first reading of ordinance number 1388, authorizing amendment number 4 to the lease between the City of Kodiak and NOAA for warehouse space on Pier 2. Could we have the staff report, please?
Yes, thank you, Madam Mayor. In March 2009, Council approved a 10-year lease to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration that included Pier 2 warehouse space on the ground floor. Ordinance number 1388 authorizes amendment number 4 to the existing NOAA warehouse lease at Pier 2. Currently, NOAA leases 5,400 square feet at $17.55 per square foot per year. NOAA has a long-term commitment with the City of Kodiak to homeport the rate search vessel Oscar Dyson at Pier 2. In exchange for funding that was provided by NOAA to rebuild Pier 2, the vessel is exempt from dock fees. To support vessel operations, NOAA leased warehouse space at Pier 2. This amendment term expires February 29, 2024 and has an annual rental rate of $114,744.
Thank you. What is the council's pleasure? Mr. Walker.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Move to pass ordinance number 1388 in first reading and advance to the second reading and public hearing at the next regular or special council meeting.
Second.
Okay, is there any council discussion? Mr. Whedon.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I just want to thank staff for this particular piece of work on this lease. If you look at the, you compare the previous annual lease rates of just under $95,000 a year compared to the new $114,000, that's 18% increase over the previous year. So we've talked quite for some time about bringing our lease rates up to market value. So I just want to appreciate the work you've done to bring that lease closer to market value. Thank you.
Is there any other council discussion? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Haynes?
Yes.
Mr. Walker?
Yes.
Mr. Whedon?
Yes.
Ms. Arbeleda? Yes. Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Motion passes, Your Honor.
Thank you. The second item under new business is a resolution number 2019-13, amending section 14 utilities sewer of the schedule of fees, charges, and tariffs, and authorizing implementation of a five-year rate structure. Could we have the staff report, please?
Okay, and I'll give you a little history here on this. Jacobs has prepared several water and sewer rate studies for the city of Kodiak dating back to 1982. The last study was completed in 2011, and the council adopted 5 years of the rates projected out over a 10-year period for water and a single-year increase for sewer. In February of last year, staff requested Jacobs to complete the sewer rate structure and make recommendations if rates need to be adjusted. Study showed rates needed to be increased over a 5-year period to meet operational and capital improvement needs. The council has considered the 2019 rate study at several work sessions, including presentations by Jacobs representative Floyd Dameron. The city water and sewer system serves roughly 9,500 people within the city of Kodiak and the nearby service district. The utility system varies in age from the early 1950s to recent times and requires continual maintenance, upgrading, and replacement to meet rapidly changing regulations and good operating practices. The system consists of 52.4 miles of water distribution and transmission lines, three reservoirs consisting of nine dams, two water treatment buildings, and 2.2 million gallon chlorine contact tanks. The wastewater system consists of wastewater treatment plant, 20 mainline lift stations and a few smaller lift stations, and 46.3 miles of sewer collection system. The wastewater collection system has some very old lift stations and collection lines that need repair or replacement. This was evident with the catastrophic failure of the city's largest lift station that serves 80% of the community in May of this year. The city system has an active capital improvement program in both the water and sewer due to its size. This current rate evaluation takes into account a federally mandated $4.5 to $5 million capital project for a new ultraviolet disinfection system to remain compliant with current EPA regulations. It also prepares the city to continue evaluation of the aging and sewer infrastructure and the community's future needs. Something we discussed on Tuesday night is, how would we do an annual review? The process to do an annual review of the proposed sewer rates would include, in January of each year, the council reviews revenue projections for the upcoming budget season. Beginning in January 2020, the city administration will calculate any changes in revenue needs for upcoming rate fee changes. These calculations will be based on capital project needs, regulatory requirements, safety requirements, and operating expenditures. Once approved by the city manager, the council will be presented with a new fee schedule on a council meeting agenda for the rate changes to be effective at the beginning of the fiscal year, which is July 1. Following the approval of the council, revenue projections will be performed for the upcoming budget presentations.
Thank you, Mike. What's the council's pleasure? Ms. Arbeleda?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Move to adopt resolution number 2019-13.
Second.
Is there any council discussion? Mr. Whitten.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Just for the public that is here or that might be listening, I just want to point out one of the conditional clauses, the whereas clause on the resolution, and it's the very last one. It says the council agreed to adopt this five-year rate structure with the condition that the rates reviewed on an annual basis. And we did that intentionally because the initial rate study, we weren't happy with the initial rate study, and we sent it back to be reevaluated, as the manager mentioned. And then the rates actually came down slightly from the initial assessments. But concerns are that the cost of living in Kodiak is such that just sticking to a five-year rate increase without annual reviews, I think, is not a prudent way to go, because that five-year rate increase will ultimately be a 24% increase over 5 years. So what we've asked staff to do is to incorporate budgetary needs into this rate review on an annual basis, so it's not just a flat
increase every year, but we're going to look at it every year but without bringing in a consultant to help us do that. So it's going to be an internal review to help us assess the needs of the community being met by the rates that we have assessed. And hopefully they won't be increased. Rates probably never go down, but at least we'll be able to adapt and adopt rates as the needs of the community arise. And the May event that occurred out there by Mission Lake was, I think as the manager mentioned, was a catastrophic failure of our sewer system, the 50-year-old transmission lines. And so we absolutely have to continue to work on our infrastructure. And you know, when you don't see it, you don't think about it, and then you hear about a rate increase, and it sounds like, well, there we go again, raising rates. But the reality is we have critical infrastructure that needs to be maintained, it needs to be replaced and upgraded, and this is the only way we can do that. And finally, our rates, as we currently have them, put us right in the middle of the state in terms of rates. So we don't have the lowest, we don't have the highest, we're just about the middle. So we're still, I think, on par with many of the other communities our size. Thank you.
Any other council discussion? Mr. Davidson?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I just want to bring the attention to the public. When you consider a community our size dealing with 52 miles of water transmission lines and 46 miles of sewer collection, plus the 20 plus lift stations that we have to maintain and upgrade occasionally often, then plus the fact that this fee increase will also take into consideration the federally mandated $4.5 million capital project for a new ultraviolet disinfection system to comply with current EPA. Plus the fact that there might be some pretty much scarcities of grants to receive to do a lot of this upgrade. So this is hopefully trying to get the cart before the horse, and the horse before the cart. But I just want to keep the public informed that it's a costly entity to have your own sewer system, and with a town our size, you can just see what we have to maintain for the prices that we have. Thank you.
Any other council discussion? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Walker?
Yes.
Mr. Wiegand?
Yes.
Ms. Arboleda?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Mr. Haynes?
Yes.
Would anyone like to change their vote? Motion passes, Your Honor.
Okay, the third item on the agenda under new business, the consideration of retail marijuana store application number 21069 for Wildflower. Could we have the staff report, please?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. As I stated earlier, the city received notice from the state of Alaska on June 27, 2019, of a new application from Wildflower for a marijuana retail store license at 158 Alamac Drive. Ordinance number 1378 establishes the license application review process for the City Council in Section 4. As required by Section 4 of Ordinance number 1378, the City Clerk sent inquiries to the Chief of Police, the Fire Chief, Finance Director, and the Billing Official, asking if any had concerns about the proposed license. None expressed concerns that would require the Council to object to the issuance of the license. This section also stipulates for the purpose of public hearing and council action that the clerk place the matter of the application upon the agenda for a regular or special meeting of the council held not less than 15 or more than 50 days from receipt of the notice from the Alcohol and Marijuana Control Office. A public hearing was held earlier in tonight's meeting. The city will collect 7% sales tax on marijuana products sold inside the city limit. And the city also receives $500 from the state, which is one half of the application fee.
Thank you, Mike. What's the council's pleasure? Mr. Haynes.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Move to direct the city clerk to issue a letter of non-objection with conditions that prohibit the sale of edible marijuana products to the Marijuana Control Board for marijuana retail store application number 21069 for Wildflower.
Okay, is there any council discussion? Mr. Haynes?
Well, I just wanted to quickly mention that the prohibition of the sale of edible marijuana products, I believe, to make sure that it's not as attractive to children and minors as it might be. But I know that we have had discussions about the efficacy of those kind of products for pain management and that kind of thing, especially for some of our senior citizens. So I just wanted to know the public to know that we are continuing to review that, and that if folks have input about that, I'm sure we'd be glad to hear it going forward.
Any other council discussion? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Whedon?
Yes.
Ms. Arboleda? Yes. Mr. Edidson?
Yes.
Mr. Haynes?
Yes.
Mr. Walker?
Yes.
Does anyone wish to change their vote? Motion carried.
The fourth item under new business on the agenda is the authorization of a regional and community jail contract with the Alaska Department of Corrections. Could we have the staff report, please?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. The Alaska Department of Corrections has proposed a new one-year contract with the city to provide short-term regional and community jail services for persons held for violations of state law. The new contract would be effective this July and continue in force through June 30th of next year. The base contract amount is $991,552, with additional amounts for services the city provides to include $37,380 for pretrial electronic monitoring services, $53,400 for pretrial supervision, and $10,000 for sentenced electronic monitoring. The total fiscal year 2020 one-year contract amount is $1,092,332. And once again, we're continuing to work with the state of Alaska to update and maintain this agreement, and we're still working on increases in fee as we can. And we've seen a little bit of an increase this year. We're going to continue to work on special services that will provide more revenue.
Thank you, Mike. It's the council's pleasure. Mr. Walker.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Move to authorize a one-year professional service contract for the regional and community jail service with the Alaska Department of Corrections, DOC contract 201006, commencing on July 1st, 2019, and ending on June 30th, 2020, for $1,092,332, and authorize the city manager to sign the agreement on behalf of the city.
Second.
Okay. Is there any council discussion? Mr. Whitty?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. And I want to just compliment the staff on the job they did. And previously, we've been running about almost $500,000 differential between the contract amount and the cost of running that jail. Now we're down to about $321,000. So we're narrowing that gap. So I think that's, we're going in the right direction. And we often hear discussion about the police station and all those other things. But I think people need to realize that's also a revenue generator for the city, not just in the contract, but also in the additional services that are made available by having people here in our local jails, whether it's attorneys or whether it's law firms and those type of things. So there is an entire ecosystem, economic system that actually thrives because we do have the largest community jail in the state. So good job on that contract. Thank you.
Any other council discussion? Okay, will the clerk please call the roll?
Ms. Arboleda.
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Mr. Haynes?
Yes.
Mr. Walker?
Yes.
Mr. Whedon?
Yes.
Does anyone wish to change their vote? Motion carried, Your Honor.
The next item on the agenda is authorization of a lease amendment 1 to adjust the rental rate for a 5-year renewal of a City of Kodiak Afognak lease. Could we have the staff report, please?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Again, I have a little history on this lease agreement. Afognak Native Corporation purchased land from the city on Alamak Drive on Near Island and constructed their corporate headquarters there. They have maintained an interest in acquiring adjacent land on U.S. Survey 4947 since before 2009. City of Kodiak and Afognak Native Corporation entered into a lease agreement in 2014 on an adjacent city-owned property. During that time, the City Council's decision was not to sell the city land. Therefore, the discussions with the Afognak Native Corporation turned into the idea of leasing the property for the purpose of viewshed protection. City Council intended to complete an updated land use study on Near Island before entering into long-term property leases. Therefore, approved a 2014 lease, which was for a short duration, and staff believed it was a benefit to Fog Neck Native Corporation and the city. The existing contract term ended on June 27th, and the lease agreement specified rent adjustment for any renewal term. This authorization proposes a 5-year renewal term and an increase of rent by 6.15% based on Anchorage CPI, which comes up to a monthly rate of $987.91 or $11,854.92 per year. I guess we could have rounded that up, but we didn't.
Okay, thank you, Mike. What's the council's pleasure? Mr. Davidson?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I move to authorize the lease amendment number one to adjust the rental rate for the 5-year renewal of the City of Kodiak, a Fog Neck lease, and authorize the city manager to sign documents on behalf of the city.
Second.
Okay, is there any council discussion? Mr. Whitten?
Well, I do have something to say. Thanks. Excuse me. No, I actually wanted to just compliment again the Fog Neck Native Corporation. I think one of the, when people come to Kodiak, especially when we have events, they're often held at the Fog Neck Native Corporation, and it's just really a crowning jewel in our community. So thanks to the Fog Neck Native for what they do for the community, and I'm very pleased to sign this lease amendment. Thank you.
Any other council discussion? Mr. Haynes?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Well, I agree with all that, and I think it's a great thing that it's able to add to the city's general fund and also provide that beautiful green space on Near Island, which I think is aesthetically really nice.
Any other council discussion? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Mr. Haynes?
Yes.
Mr. Walker?
Yes.
Mr. Whedon?
Yes.
Ms. Arboleda?
Yes.
Does anyone wish to change their vote? Motion passes, Your Honor.
Thank you. The next item on our agenda is the authorization for FY 2020 Marketing and Tourism Development Agreement. Could we have a staff report, please?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Council has authorized agreements with the Kodiak Island Convention and Visitors Bureau, now known as Discover Kodiak, to provide marketing and tourism outreach for Kodiak since fiscal year 2009. This council action will approve the agreement for fiscal year 2020 in the amount of $108,000, which was approved in the current budget. There have been no modifications made to the agreement for this new term. Funding support from the City of Kodiak and the Kodiak Island Borough has been used to establish a marketing and tourism development program that benefits the City of Kodiak and the Kodiak region. The City and the Borough agree that economic development and diversification are important aspects of a sustainable economy for Kodiak. Tourism is an important aspect of that diversification, and Discover Kodiak has worked to expand and promote tourism in the region. Per Kodiak City Code Chapter 3.08.25, the tourism fund shall be spent based on the following criteria: 70% or less to a council-approved tourism program, 20% or more for tourism enhancement projects, and 10% for administration of the bed tax funds. The city allocates all sales tax revenues, including bed tax revenues, based on the upcoming year's budgeted revenues. Other allocations from the fiscal year 2020 budget tourism development fund include $7,000 to the Chamber of Commerce for the annual litter patrol program, and all other expenses for the tourism fund are for beautification and administrative costs.
Thank you, Mike. What's the council's pleasure? Ms. Arboleda?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Move to authorize the FY 2020 Marketing and Tourism Development Agreement with Discover Kodiak in the amount of $108,000, with funds coming from the Special Revenue Funds Tourism Development Fund, and authorize the city manager to sign the agreement on behalf of the city.
Second.
Okay, do we have an amendment to the motion, Mr. Whitten?
Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Move to amend the motion to approve a two-year authorization for FY 2020 and FY 2021 marketing and tourism development agreement with Discover Kodiak in the amount of $108,000 annually, with funds coming from special revenue funds, tourism development fund, and authorize the city manager to sign an agreement on behalf of the city.
Second. Okay. Is there any council discussion on the amendment? Mr. Whitten.
Thank you, Madam. I'd like to speak to the amendment.
Sure.
In the years past, we've looked at several different contracts or agreements similar to this, especially the Discover Kodiak one, and we've always had one term we use, which is outcomes, having the ability to measure outcomes from these types of agreements. And in the past, some of the organizations have provided tangible outcomes and some haven't. Discover Kodiak, however, has been extremely productive and probably is our premier economic development agency in Kodiak. So I think it's really fitting that we give them a tour, which is a two-year budget cycle, to work with. And allowing them to do this gives them the ability to hire another full-time employee. It gives them an opportunity to sign extended advertising agreements that actually will ultimately save the agency money, and also really helps them to budget over a longer period. Instead of a 12-month budget cycle, I have a 24-month budget cycle. So it really helps this, helps Discover Kodiak. I think it will be good for the organization. And if for some reason in 2021, when we this rolls to the second year, if there are any economic issues or financial issues within the city, we have the ability with 30 days notice to cancel the agreement. So we do have a way out, but I'm very positive that this will be a completed two-year agreement going into the future. Thank you.
Any other council discussion on the amendment? Mr. Haynes?
Well, thank you, Madam Mayor. This is Councilmember Whitten's idea, and I think it is a good one. But I think it's fair to say that this amounts to a vote of confidence in Discover Kodiak. I think that one of the reasons that they are successful is they have a very nice focus, and the products that they produce are very high quality, and it's what is out there telling the world who we are every day, and I think it's very important.
Any other council discussion on the amendment? Mr. Davidson, did you have your hand?
Yeah, I guess so. Thank you, Madam Mayor. I just want to compliment bringing this forward, because I think it gives them an extra tool. Kodiak is becoming obviously world-renowned as a result of some TV programs and that, and I see this every time a cruise ship comes in, because you're getting people coming up from, I usually stop to chit-chat, and from Australia, England, Europe, it's an amazing thing to see that. And when I first moved here quite a few years ago, it was, we would very seldom see any outsiders at that, but it just shows you that we're becoming a mecca for tourism when you even look at the increase of cruise ships. So I think this is very helpful to Discover Kodiak, and also I want to compliment them the wonderful job they've been doing in the last year and a half. Thank you.
Any other council discussion on the amendment? Okay, if not, will the clerk please call the roll on the amendment?
Mr. Haynes?
Yes.
Mr. Walker?
Yes.
Mr. Whitten?
Yes.
Ms. Arboleda?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Does anyone wish to change their vote? Motion carries, Your Honor.
And is there any further discussion on the main motion as amended? Okay, I think we've said everything, so would the clerk please call the roll on the main motion as amended?
Mr. Walker?
Yes.
Mr.
Weaver? Yes.
Yes. Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Mr. Haynes?
Yes.
Does anyone wish to change their vote? Motion passes, Your Honor.
Next item under new business is the authorization of bid award for bid number 2019-009, sodium chloride, for fiscal year 2020. Could we have a staff report, please? Is there something going on? We have the press has arrived.
Okay. Thank you, Madam Mayor. Each year, Public Works combines de-icing salt with rock chips for winter de-icing and traction control on city streets and parking lots. annually, the quantity of product requested is based on the remaining stock on hand in the previous winter's consumption. A bid was advertised on May of this year, May 6th, for 150 tons of salt for winter de-icing, and the bids were opened on June 6th, and we had two bidders. Round Butte Products from Washington bid $57,920 for 150 tons. And Brentag Pacific Incorporated of Fairbanks bid $118,500, again for 150 tons of salt. The sodium chloride will be delivered in portable, what we call super sacks, so they're all movable. So the question tonight is, award to Round Butte or Brentag?
Thank you, Mike. What is the council's pleasure? Mr. Haynes?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Move to authorize the FY 2020 sodium chloride bid to Round Butte Products in the amount of $57,920, with funds coming from the FY 20 Public Works Department Street Supplies account, and authorize the city manager to sign documents on behalf of the city.
Second. Is there any council discussion? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Whedon?
Yes.
Ms. Arboleda?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Mr. Haynes?
Yes.
Mr. Walker?
Yes.
Does anyone wish to change their vote? Motion passes, Your Honor.
Next item under new business is the authorization of bid award for fiscal year 2020 petroleum products. Could we have the staff report, please?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Each year, the Public Works Department issues bids for the city's petroleum products. Bids were opened on June 6th for petroleum products for the next fiscal year. Two bids were received. Petro Marine Services was the low bidder for heating and equipment fuel, and North Pacific Fuel was the low bidder for unleaded gasoline. This bid provides all the city's fuel needs for fiscal year 2020. This includes the city's heating fuel, equipment diesel, and gasoline. Once bids are awarded, the price for each type of product will fluctuate throughout the year as fuel costs adjust at the refinery. And the city typically uses 40,000 gallons of unleaded gasoline, 30,000 gallons of equipment fuel, and 90,000 gallons of heating fuel per year.
Thank you, Mike. What's the council's pleasure? Mr. Walker?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Move to authorize the award of the city's FY 2020 petroleum products bid to Petro Marine Services for heating and equipment fuel, and to North Pacific Fuel for unleaded gasoline fuel for all four fuel types, with funds coming from each department's FY 2020 line items, and authorize the city manager to sign the documents on behalf of the city.
Second.
Okay, is there any council discussion? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Ms. Arboleda?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Mr. Haynes?
Yes.
Mr. Walker?
Yes.
Mr. Whedon?
Yes.
Does anyone wish to change their vote? Motion passes, Your Honor.
Next item under new business is the authorization to purchase a CAT 950 GC loader from NC Machinery. Could we have the staff report, please?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Public Works budgeted to replace our 1995 Case 821 loader in the fiscal year 2020 budget. After evaluating the options of bidding on our own for a replacement loader or attaching to the State of Alaska bid, we opted to attach to the State of Alaska's bid as allowed in City Code 3.12.070C. NC Machinery currently has a contract with the state to supply CAT loaders. NC Machinery has offered a CAT 950 GC equipped as the city requested for $229,211. Kodiak City Code 312070C, exceptions to the bidding process, states, contracts for property or services where other units of government, through their formal bidding process, have established the lowest responsible bidder, and where the property or services meets or exceeds the city's specifications, when the best interest of the city would be served thereby, and the same is in accordance with city and state law.
Thank you, Mike.
Just to cite the code.
Thank you. What is the council's pleasure? Mr. Davidson?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Move to authorize the purchase of a CAT 590 GC from NC Machinery in the amount not to exceed $229,211 with funds coming from Street Improvement Fund Project Number 5040, Street Capital Equipment, and authorize the city manager to execute the documents on behalf of the city.
Second. Okay, is there any council discussion? Mr. Walker.
Just for point, it's a 950, not a 590.
We got that correct?
Yeah, okay. There you go.
All right, any other council discussion? Yeah. Mr. Wiggin?
Yeah.
Excuse me?
Thanks.
Excuse me, gentlemen?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Thank you, Madam Mayor. Go ahead. I just wanted to comment on this piece of equipment. First of all, just appreciate staff attaching to the state contract. That almost always seems to drive a lower price per unit, whatever it is we're buying. So I appreciate the research done to do that. And the second point I was wanted to make is, if you look at the price, $229,211, and that's tax dollars. And a lot of times when we certainly have to make decisions on how we spend tax dollars, and tax dollars are very hard to come by, very precious resource for us. But I just want to point out how expensive it is to continue to maintain this city and provide the service we need to provide. And there's numerous pieces of equipment out there, whether it's the fire station or public works, that have very large pieces of equipment that are also very, very expensive. And in our climate, they tend not to age well. So this is about a 15-year-old piece of equipment. And I know it's been well maintained, but this is what it takes to run the city. So I just want to just reiterate that I think the funds are being well researched and well managed, and I'll support this motion.
Is there any other council discussion? We have the numbers right, I guess. I didn't hear that mistake, but go ahead, Mr. Davidson.
Yeah, thank you, Madam Mayor. I just wanted to know if the city manager would know how much we save by purchasing through the state, if you have that off the top of your head.
Some of our research, we had over $100,000 more budgeted for this piece of equipment, so we saved quite a bit.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And some of the upgrades that we're going to add to it, like radios and such, is only going to be about $6,000 more.
Okay, any other council discussion? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Davidson.
Yes.
Mr. Haynes.
Yes.
Mr. Walker.
Yes.
Mr. Wiggin.
Yes.
Ms. Arboleda.
Yes.
Does anyone wish to change their vote? Motion passes, Your Honor.
Okay, the last item on our agenda this evening is the recommendation of appointment to City Planning and Zoning Commission seat. Could we have a staff report, please?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. So three of the seven seats on the Planning and Zoning Commission are designated as city seats. There's currently one city seat that is vacant for a term to expire December 2021. Alaska Statute 2940020 provides that an appointment to the Planning and Zoning Commission is made by the borough mayor for a three-year term from a list of recommendations submitted by the City Council. An application was received from Mr. Dwayne Dvorak, and he was interviewed by Mayor Branson and council members on Tuesday, July 23rd. Mr. Dvorak served on the commission as a borough representative, and due to his recent move to the city, he tendered his resignation from the borough seat and desires to serve on the city seat.
Okay, thank you. What is the council's pleasure? Mr. Haynes?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Move to recommend Mr. Dwayne Dvorak for appointment to the vacant city seat on the Planning and Zoning Commission for a term ending December 2021.
Second.
Is there any council discussion? Mr. Davidson?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I just wanted to say that I thank Mr. Dvorak for stepping forward, and in the many 20-some years that I've been sitting on this council interviewing applicants for different commissions, he gave the most thorough reply to our questions that I've ever experienced, and I appreciate that. It was very interesting to see how he was able to answer those questions. Thank you.
Any other council discussion? Mr. Haynes.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Yes, he sure did. I can guarantee you he'll be a thoughtful member of that body. And he brings a tremendous amount of knowledge and expertise when he goes to these meetings. And I'd like to thank him for that. And it's a great example of people around the community who, for $0 from them, bring their knowledge and expertise to our boards and commissions. And it's just part of what makes Kodiak go.
Any other council discussion? Okay, will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Haynes?
Yes.
Mr. Walker?
Yes.
Mr. Whedon?
Yes.
Mr. Belega?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Does anyone wish to change their vote? Motion passes, Your Honor.
Thank you. Now we'll go into staff reports, and first we'll have the city manager's report, please.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. The third annual employee picnic will be held at Baranoff Park Friday, August 9th from 3 to 6 p.m. All families are invited as well. The Alaska Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Management announced yesterday the City of Kodiak was awarded $586,063 for tsunami sirens, emergency radios, and emergency shelter cots. A second award for $20,000 will be used for emergency management. Not bad.
No, it's great.
The State of Alaska must accept... The State of Alaska must accept the federal funding source, making the funding available to the city for expenditure on October 1st. I would like to acknowledge the work Chief Mulliken and Chief Putney put in to secure this funding for the community. The East Edition Dog Park is open. A new section of the park is fenced for temporary use while the Parks and Recreation Department continue to make improvements to the original site. So there's a little area fenced in just off of the original dog park that's available to pets. And lastly, the city signed an agreement with the State Department of Transportation for temporary use of the Center Street parking lot while sidewalk improvements are constructed next summer. The exception will be during Kodiak Crab Festival, where the entire parking lot will be available. The temporary use includes a narrow stretch along Center Street and not the entire park. So what they're going to do is secure off a little section in that parking lot so that they can work on that sidewalk approach that's right at the Y, and it'll just be during that construction time. So there is a fee for that as well.
Thank you, Mike. Are there any questions of the city manager? Okay, we will go now to the city clerk's report, please.
Thank you, Your Honor. I would like to announce that the next city council work session is scheduled on Tuesday, August 6th at 7:30 p.m. at the library, and the next regular meeting is scheduled on Thursday, August 8th at 7:30 p.m. here in the Assembly Chambers. I would also like to announce that nominating petitions are now available in the clerk's office. We are now located downstairs. Please come and see us. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions of the city clerk? Okay, we'll go to the mayor's comments, and I have several here. Congratulations on the sirens funding. I think that's great, and I know that was a priority with the council as well, so thank you to both chiefs for doing that. I appreciated the city manager's report. It was very lengthy, but full of great information, so thank you, Mike, for that. Thanks to Dwayne Dvorak for continuing on the P&Z and the city seat. He's moving into the city. And Mr. Haynes for volunteering to sit on the Consolidation Committee. You raised your hand with enthusiasm. Just a couple of things. We did get some information today, just some legislative updates. So we all know the ferries. Testamina is so in port right now that it's not going anywhere, neither are any of the ferries, but we're going to talk about that in a little bit. So there is a House Bill 2001 and is amended, and it doesn't contain the PFD, but it does restore many of the items that the governor has vetoed. So I would encourage Kodiak residents to comment on HB 2001 if they're so inclined, and what this bill does is it restores money to University of Alaska, Senior Benefit Program, Public Broadcasting, Alaska State Council on the Arts, the Village Public Safety Officers, Council on Domestic Violence, the Alaska Legal Services, the Ocean Rangers Program, and Medicaid Services. So if you're so inclined, you feel those are important, then please respond to that. This will now go to the Senate. We'll see what is going on with them. They're scheduled to meet on Saturday, and our city lobbyist keeps us very informed on that. I also wanted to encourage Kodiak residents to make comments known about the draft winter ferry schedule. Right now, it shows the Testudina and the Kennecott both laid up from January 12th to April 30th. The city did write a letter, and hopefully it is at the borough tonight at the work session. They have a joint letter going in with council members' names on it as well, and for the borough assembly to review, encouraging this not to happen and perhaps switch out one of the ships, probably the Kennecott, so that at least we would encourage the DOT to have one ferry visiting once a week. The Prince William Sound area has no ferry service for 6 months. We understand that $44 million is a big cut to the Marine Highway system. I did attend the Marine Highway Transportation Advisory Board meeting last week. There was much discussion about this draft schedule, especially from Prince William Sound residents. They have a graph that you can see, their operating plan. I requested that they have a narrative to go along to explain how this graph and this scheduling came about. You can look at graphs and really not have a reference as to how these decisions are being made. So I've sent emails to Captain Falvey. I will continue to do so. If you'd like to make comments on that draft winter schedule, this is not at the LIO office. It's only with DOT, and those comments are Monday, July 29th at 1:30 for the Southwest and South Central schedules. And the number to call is, I'm going to leave this with the clerk as well so she has that. The number to call is 1-515-604-9000. The access code is 279613. We know how important the Marine Highway system is to our community for many different reasons, so I would encourage residents to speak to this draft plan. Let's see, what else do I have? I guess that is it for me. And, one thing. We did have a letter in our folders tonight from Ms. Garcia about the senior tax exemption. I did meet with her yesterday about this, but I would think that we might want to respond in a letter format to her as well about the new sales tax exemption. Though I did that one-to-one with her, I think we need to respond to that letter personally, please. Okay, let's go to council comments. Mr. Haynes, could we start with you, please?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Well, the weather's been nice. Hopefully we'll get a little rain. I'd just like to reiterate what the mayor was saying about the importance of public input as the legislature continues to struggle with their budget. I think it's fair to say we're at a crossroads, you know, as far as how our state does business. And a lot of the effects of the governor's budget would shift much of the costs to the communities. And for us, that just means higher taxes. I mean, however we're funding what we're getting now, you know where it's going to come from when it comes right out of your local tax bill. I mean, it comes right out of your pocket. So whatever is important to you, this is the time to contact your legislators, to take every opportunity to make comments when you can. And it's important to, you know, send messages to the people who count, the legislators who may be on the fence now, and as well as our own. So.
Thank you, Mr. Haynes. Mr. Whitten?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Just a couple comments. On behalf of the mayor and the council, we've actually sent out a couple letters here in the last 6 weeks since the last meeting, actually, maybe even before the last meeting, but it was this last meeting. One was a comment on the Bristol Bay environmental impact statement. We thought errors and omissions were in the core of an engineer's environmental impact statement, and there's been movement on that. I understand now Senator Mikowski and Senator Sullivan are beginning to weigh in on that, so I just want to let the community know that in addition to all the other things we look at as a council, we are keeping a close eye on fisheries issues. The other letter that went out that most people probably wouldn't even be aware of, but is very, very important for our trawl fisheries, is continued support for electronic monitoring. And I won't go into too much detail, it's too hot here tonight to be too lengthy, but it's very, very important piece of regulatory action is to move forward with electronic monitoring in place of human observers on board fishing, all size fishing vessels. And the last thing I want to say is
August the 4th is the Coast Guard's birthday. Anybody know how many years old the Coast Guard is?
Well, Alexander Hamilton probably did it in 1794.
1790, very close.
Oh.
1790, 229th anniversary of the Coast Guard on August the 4th. So if you know a Coastie or run into a Coastie in town, please mention it to them. I just want to applaud our Coast Guard men and women, in particular the families that support them. So Semper Paratus. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Wooden. Ms. Harvaletta?
Thank you, Madam Mayor, and good evening, everyone. First off, congratulations and thank you to both chiefs for getting that grant funding for the tsunami sirens. It's been something that we've been really working on and trying to get for our island, so that way we can get those up and new ones up and going for any other future incidents that we may run into, as we heard during some of the earthquake meetings we had last year. A big one is well on its way, a tsunami, so it's good to have these tsunami sirens so that we're well aware of where to go and that we're in a safe place. So thank you for that. Also, on Tuesday, it was really nice to hear from the Discover Kodiak manager. She always is such a bright color when she comes into a room, and she always has really good information and a lot of facts that are coming out on Thursday out of Discover Kodiak. They've grown so much with their business, and it's really evident with the way the community is realizing it and recognizing the stuff that they're doing. So congratulations to her for all that she's doing there and her staff as well. I can also agree with public comments. It's really important that people reach out to our legislature. This is a good time to do so. Though we are a small island, we do have services that we diligently pay for and utilize and exhaust to a T. So this is a good time for you guys to get your word out there and make sure that you're really heard. If you're passionate about the services that Kodiak offers, this is a good time to let them know. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Armelano. Mr. Davidson?
Yes, thank you, Madam Mayor. I just wish everybody a continuing wonderful summer, and it looks like the fishery is going to be quite a bonanza this year, so that's a positive. And thanks to the staff, the city manager, city clerk, and the assistant clerk. And I'm just very pleased to be a member of this community. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Davidson. Mr. Walker?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Wow, the chief and them went out and hit a home run. You know, we've been trying to get help with the sirens, and great job, guys. It was well-deserved hard work. Brought in the fruit of your labor. Hey, I'm really glad to hear that we're having the city picnic again. It really brings everybody together. The last one was great, and we need to keep doing those. They really go a long way. Everybody needs to call in and let the ferry system, the state, know about the budgets. You know, the ferry system, matter of fact, I had two Coast Guard families that I know tell me that, you know, they're packed up and ready to get off the island. They can't even get off the island now. And a lot of people don't realize that a lot of our military in the state of Alaska come up from Seattle on the ferries, come over to Kodiak, up to, you know, other areas. And it's a big deal. It ships commerce for us, it ships passengers, and it ships our sports teams all over the state at a decent rate where we don't have to fly them everywhere. It's very expensive to fly. And I just want to say that looking forward for a good upcoming August. You know, we got school starting here in the third week already. My goodness. But the last thing I have here is Be Bear Aware. They met in my front yard again last night. One must have been about a 9.5-footer. But they're out, and they're, you know, about 1 o'clock in the morning, they'll be out there going up and down the streets trick-or-treating. So, I mean, but anyhow, be aware. They're still out there. Make sure your pets are in. Make sure your garbage cans are put in your garage if you have it, or, you know, get it out so they can't get to it. But with that, I'll say goodnight.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Walker. Did you have something else, Mr. Davidson?
Yeah,
I see your hand up.
Yes, if it's all right, Madam Mayor.
Go right ahead.
I wanted to get a restatement of when that community picnic is? What was that, on the 9th at 6 p.m., is that correct?
Friday the 9th, 3 to 6 p.m.
3 to 6. 3 to 6, thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, the final item on the agenda is for audience comments. If anyone would like to make comments to the council, this is your opportunity, limited to 3 minutes, and you can come forward, sign in, state your name, or you may also call in at 486-3231. Anyone wanting to make council comments at this time?
Anyway, thank you very much.
Just push the button there. You'll see the red light come on. There you go.
What do you know? I'm Michael Queen. I'm chief person on Lower Vista Testamina, but I'm also on the executive board for the Inland Boatman's Union, who are currently on strike. I came this evening because it was suggested that some of you might have questions. Perhaps we could do it. I do not speak for the union, although I am on the executive board, but I can give you maybe a different viewpoint on the situation if you're interested after the meeting.
Okay, thank you, Michael. Anyone else wanting to make public comment at this time, you can come forward, state your name, sign in, or call in at 486-3231. Anyone else wanting to make comment? If not, may I have a motion to adjourn? Does anyone want to leave tonight? Charlie?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Move to adjourn.
Second.
Okay, will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Walker?
Yes.
Mr. Whedon?
Yes.
Ms. Yes. Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Mr. Haynes?
Yes.
Does anyone wish to change their vote? Motion passes.
And the meeting is adjourned.